First, we're taking you to the eastern Asian country of Japan, which has just weathered its strongest typhoon in decades. Japanese public broadcast company NHK reports that at least 6 people have died and 160 have been injured since Typhoon Jebi made landfall on Tuesday. It hit the southern part of the island nation as the equivalent of a Category 1 hurricane. Before it made landfall, Jebi had sustained wind speeds of 87 miles per hour. It soaked some parts of Japan with 20 inches of rain, threatening widespread flooding. It pushed ocean water ashore in a storm surge, and it lashed buildings with rain and wind strong enough to rip off roofs. Hundreds of flights were canceled in the region. 14,000 people were moved to refuge zones like school gyms and town halls. And a tanker ship was blown from its anchorage at sea into a bridge in southern Japan. Though 11 crew members were aboard at the time, no one was hurt. In the Gulf of Mexico, a tropical storm named Gordon was spinning its way toward Mississippi Tuesday night, and forecasters expected it would develop into a hurricane before it made landfall with sustained winds of at least 74 miles per hour. Gordon's storm surge was expected to be as high as 3 to 5 feet above sea level. States of emergency were declared in Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi. That can speed up funding and aid to those who need it. And while people near the beaches and coastal rivers of those states made preparations for the storm, the National Hurricane Center said heavy rain could be expected from the Florida Panhandle all the way to southern Arkansas.